Fred Taylor took the field at Three River Stadium in Pittsburgh on a cold Sunday night in late November 2000 and beat the Steelers at their own game. Taylor ran for 234 yards and scored three touchdowns on the ground and added three catches and another score for a 248-yard, four-touchdown performance in the Jaguars' final game at the venerable Old Stadium.
Mark under center gives the ball to Fred, running to the left, cutting it back. He's at the 25. He's at the 20. Fred coming outside at the 15. Fred's at the 10. 5. Touchdown. Fred Taylor, his fourth touchdown of the night.
Wow, he's wearing out that corner of the end zone, that's for sure.
That night, Taylor was unstoppable, ripping off a 25-yard run to tie the score early in the second. His touchdown catch just before the half gave the Jaguars a 17-10 lead. They would not relinquish.
Taylor's got it with room. Taylor's at the 15. Taylor's at the 10. Taylor goes to the 5. Touchdown, Fred Taylor.
Fred added touchdown runs of 2 and 26 yards in the third, both into the teeth of the Steelers' defense, and pushed the Jaguars to a 34-10 advantage. Taylor's 234 yards were not just a Jacksonville record. They were the most ever yards gained against the Pittsburgh defense, topping O.J. Simpson's 227 in 1975. His four touchdowns also touched history as he matched Jim Brown's four touchdowns against the Steelers in 1964. Taylor by himself was 60% of the Jaguars' offense that night, but earned 100% of the respect of the Steelers' locker room.